Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Pete Gray. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sig Jackuki. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sig Jackuki. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gray for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive towards short. Bush reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosar moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosar scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jakuki. McGee moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gutteridge covering, for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush is walked intentionally. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Bush moves to second. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Bush scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Jakuki hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGee. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 2 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Newsom covering. Safe. Gutteridge moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newsom bunts on 2 strikes. and it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Gene Moore pinch hits for Frank Mancuso. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rosar for a passed ball. Stevens moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Red Hayworth now catching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gray. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary pinch hits for Sig Jakuki. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Zaldak now pitching. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gray, who is chasing the ball. Kell reaches third base with a triple. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bush moves to second. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.